Blog Talk Radio.
One way's gone at you, without me, life is the same. A simple letter for your soul, you'll become part of myself. And I will be for your own, peace, love, and togetherness.
Blessings and greetings, greetings and blessings, blessed souls. We're live because we want to stay alive in Torah Chaim, instructions of kindness, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Chaim, Torah life, instructions of life, Torah Rachamim. This is now the 330th class of Soul class, and we're listening to Isaac Paton's Light in the Darkness from Songs for a Brother album from the 1970s. And before we go further, we're going to ask Mechila from, forgiveness from, Rav Isaac, because we have to get on with the shoe. Oh, okay, again, every morning, everyone, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be, or in the future existential moment of right now, how you be. Now, blessed souls, today it happens to be as well, aside from being January 2nd, 2014, and I hope you had a safe solar calendar new year, because that's important. We want everyone to be safe and sound and to be around for the next year, whether it be according to the solar calendar or the lunar calendar. Today is actually Rosh Chodesh Shvat, according to the Hebrew lunar calendar. Today was the day that Moses, the mighty Levite prophet, began giving a review of the entire Torah in a contracted form, which we understand historically and a part of our tradition is the book of Deuteronomy. So today he began and would continue for the last 37 days of his life, or 36 days, depending on if that Rosh Chodesh was full or Maleo Chaser, it was either 29 days or 30 days. He would review the entire Torah as he understood it with his prophetic spirit and also capacity to elucidate it with his very human mind. Yes, Moses was an angelic figure, but he was just as much as an angelic figure, he was a real flesh and blood human being born of flesh and blood parents. And his descendants are still here today in the form of the Levites. As far as I know, we don't know exactly who was directly descended from his branch of the Levitical tribe, the Levites, but we do know that with the imminent coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, our righteous Messiah, who will roar out Torah Chadashah, to reveal insights of Torah never revealed into the creation, even that the likes of someone as elevated as Moses has never even learned such inner dimensions of Torah yet. But with that being said, let's go right into today's program content. And today's program content, by the way, first of all, the title of today's show is Eternal Exodus from Egypt. And we're going to look into the stark, terse contrast between the wisdom of ancient Egyptian King Pharaoh, Paro, and the Mosaic plan as instructed to Moses/Moshe by the Creator, and how that plan is applicable today in the 21st century. And by the way, even though physical Pharaoh was long gone, does a spiritual dimension of this ancient king exist today in the form of consciousness that soon will very soon will be conquered by Mashiach, Messiah, Lion of Judah, King of Israel, Prophet, and eventually elevated to be advisor to all blessed children of Noah? all the nations of the world? Well, let's see what we have to talk about, and then I encourage you, blessed souls, to do your own research. I just want to remind everyone that I am not representing any organization. I am trying to supply this information, hopefully in a humble fashion, in a happy fashion, a positive fashion, to encourage you to do your own research into these matters. That's what my role is as a Torah activist. With that being said, let's get right back into it. And as we get back into it, we want to, again, wish everyone to have a blessed day. Blessed souls, we verbally welcome you to a Torah perspective which can serve as a solid foundation for the continuation of our humble efforts to introduce to your blessed ears, mind, and heart to consider the concept of Exodus, equaling or meaning chiefly the movement of freeing oneself from the modern mental slavery of Paro, Pharaoh. But please note, the biblical portrayal of Paro, in addition to oral Torah traditions, portray Paro himself not as an ignorant man, for ignorant men do not usually lead people, or even nations for that matter, how much more so at that particular time, the most powerful nation and most sophisticated nation of its time, of its civilization, the ancient Egyptian civilization. And in fact, from written and oral Torah traditions, it can be well understood he was a wise man, a chacham gadol. Unfortunately, ancient Paro, Pharaoh, directed/misdirected his sense of perception towards deceiving not only the rapidly expanding Israelite nation in those days, over 3,325 years ago, and as well he deceived, fool, his own nation by issuing decrees which would actually lead to the murder of his very own nation's sons, baby boys. Little defenseless baby boys were murdered by Paro in an attempt to murder who the astrologers of Egypt had perceived had been born none other than Moses. By the way, if you are interested, blessed souls, you can learn more about this, as we of Israel did 13 days ago on the Shabbat, where we read from the Torah portion, the Parshat Shmot, Exodus, otherwise known as the Book of Exodus, which began at chapter 1, verse 1, and concluded at chapter 6, verse 1, from the second of the five books of Moses, Sefer Shmot, Book of Exodus, Movement of All Conscious People. Parenthetically speaking, blessed souls, modern Paro exists today not as a physical leader. I mean, there's no one who claims to be Paro today, no one who claims to have a lineage from ancient Paro. But rather, the modern Paro today serves as an insidious form of consciousness, using deception, sometimes overt deception, sometimes covert deception, to diseducate the masses of human beings who live upon this blessed earth, encouraging them to remain sunken in ignorance in relation to Creator's plan for the human family experience, as it had historically occurred in ancient days, and as history is transpiring in these most existential of days, which are simultaneously subdued ultimately to the eternal future of the human family experience. We're talking about the eternal path of divine instruction, blessed souls, Torah or Torah Nitzchi. Now, with that being said, blessed souls, since we've identified that there is a type of modern Paro, which I plucked from a teaching from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Nachum Mendel Schneerson, that since there is a spiritual type of Paro, there is a type of spiritual implications of how to battle Paro, to break that sullied, stuffed up spiritual heart in the minds of those who want to perceive themselves or misperceive themselves as modern revelations or manifestations of ancient Paro. And therefore we respond back with a song by Rev. Ari Lesser from Cleveland, Ohio, called the Ten Plagues. No, blessed souls, we're not wishing that the original Ten Plagues, which took place over 3,325 years ago, to transpire again. There's no need for that. But rather, we hope for those who can take a little wisdom, become wise, will realize that Ten Plagues can manifest spiritually in whichever way they manifest. I'm not going to try to darshan out to try to reason out how they can manifest today. That's way beyond my shoulders. But there is a spiritual. If there's a spiritual parallel today, there can be a spiritual Ten Plagues to break that frozen, cold heart, which can be warmed up very quickly by humbling oneself to the Creator's plan. So here's Ten Plagues by Ari Lesser, and then we'll continue in contrast to the modern Paro plan of diseducating the masses with the Mosaic plan as it relates to the human family experience. So for the next 5 minutes and 6 seconds, here's Ten Plagues by Ari Lesser. Enjoy.
Because you won't let my people depart, I'm sending my plagues against your heart. You and your servant soul shall see in all the earth there is none like me. And if I chose, I could send my hand to wipe you out from the face of the land. But I'll let you live, so you may declare how great my name is. Every drop of water shall be turned into blood. The fish life will perish, the river will sink. The Nile will be violent, impossible to drink. And from the bloody waters, frogs will ascend to enter the houses of you and your friends. They'll creep through your bedroom, your kitchen too. They'll hop in your food and they'll climb into you. And when the frogs die, their stench will disgust. And lice infestation will form from the dust. The lice will reach each corner of the land, living on the bodies of animals and man. Because you won't let my people depart, I'm sending my plagues against your heart. You and your servant soul shall see in all the earth there is none like me. And if I chose, I could send my hand to wipe you out from the face of the land. But I'll let you live, so you may declare how great my name is everywhere. On you and your servant shall be unleashed a horde of vicious and venomous beasts, emerging even from under the ground, except in those regions my people are found. A severe epidemic will kill all the sheep and horses and donkeys and camels you keep. Your cattle will fall with the blink of an eye, but no livestock or my people will die. And a handful of soot from the fireplace will be thrown in the sky right before your face. Then burning and blistering boils will begin to erupt on you and your servant's skin. Because you won't let my people depart, I'm sending my plagues against your heart. You and your servant soul shall see in all the earth there is none like me. And if I chose, I could send my hand to wipe you out from the face of the land. But I'll let you live, so you may declare how great my name is everywhere.
Like there has never been.
my people depart, I'm sending my plagues against your heart. You and your servant soon shall see in all the earth there is none like me. And if I chose, I could send my hand to wipe you out from the face of the land. But I'll let you live, so you may declare how great my name is.
Yes, blessed souls, that was Ari Lesser, and that was from his Tzfat Reggae, T-Z-F-A-T Reggae by Ari the MC. You can learn more about that by going to Facebook and just type in A-R-I-L-E-S-S-E-R and befriend Ari, and you can even befriend him even in a deeper, more tangible way by listening to his music and purchasing his music. And hopefully this will lead to an increase of consciousness. And again, as if you heard carefully in the song, that when there was the declaration of the 10 plagues, that it would be a type of plague that would never happen again. So we're not trying to conjure up some sort of restoration of 10 plagues for the modern paros of today, the diseducators of the world, but rather that their heart should feel afflicted to the point that they should want to educate and not diseducate the human family experience in our generation. Now, in contrast to the paro pharitic plan to diseducate the masses, which would lead them to get involved in not only worshiping him as a god, but subtly implying one can be self-worship, one should worship oneself as some sort of idolatrous type of entity, which of course is totally against the whole spirit of the Mosaic plan, which is a monotheistic, unifying field of consciousness, eternal consciousness, through Torah Nitzchi. To combat this modern spiritual paro, again, we declare we have a Mosaic plan rooted in the eternal Torah given to Moshe, Moses at Mount Sinai, and culminating, as it did 3,326 years ago today, with him recapitulating in a condensed form the book of Deuteronomy, which he would do throughout the month of Shvat and the month that followed this Zayin Adar, when finally he went to the next level of life after living 120 years of dedicated service to the Most High. Again, we emphasize, blessed souls, that the Mosaic plan is rooted in the education of human beings towards purpose of life, purpose of creation, and how to enable any nation to seek divine revelation in this generation. And one example of the Mosaic plan at this point in our generation will now be plucking inspirational teachings from a Hasidic discourse, Maimar, delivered by the Lubavitcher Rebbe over 26 years ago on Shabbos, Parsha Shmot, Exodus, rooted in, or may I correct myself, actually an expression of the inner core of a prophetic teaching from Prophet Isaiah, from the book of Isaiah, Navi Yeshayahu, Navi Agula, the prophet of redemption, as is written down in chapter 27, verse 6 in the book of Isaiah, quote, "Days are coming, Jacob, Yaakov will take root. Israel will bud and blossom and fill the face of the earth like fruit," end of quote. At that juncture of the Hasidic discourse, the Lubavitcher Rebbe quoted his direct ancestor, the Tzemach Tzedek, the third Lubavitcher Rebbe. The verse I just read is referring to, again, days are coming, Jacob will take root, Israel will take bud and blossom and fill the face of the earth like fruit. The Tzemach Tzedek comments, or elucidates, this is referring to the ultimate redemption, total, crystal, clear redemption. Now, redemption is a matter of crystal clear physical revelation, blessed souls. So we look to the prophetic term Yashresh, which translated out, as it was mentioned before in the prophetic verse, will take root. So Yashresh means will take root, as I mentioned earlier, just now. Jacob, Yaakov will take root. Yashresh will take root is a term which describes a process of growth which is concealed from the human eye. Yes, the very blessed eye does not witness this unless one possesses superhuman, Superman-like X-ray vision. Another example is, in terms of understanding growth in a concealed manner, is a dugma chai, a living example which we can all delight upon, namely the lovely fruit that the Most High mercifully has given us, which grows upon branches of blessed trees all around this blessed world, and those fruits which grow upon the branches of trees are above ground. However, no testimony or praise can be offered towards the Creator's mercies upon us if the roots of those trees, ashorshim shala ilan, did not develop absent from any direct observation deep below the ground surface. And the growth of those roots, devoid of any human direct observation, deep below the ground surface, are ultimately the cause of those wonderful fruits growing above ground, which reach sometimes a height at times which are beyond the reach of human hands, but easily become accessible via ladder, other forms of devices which allow us to pick those beautiful, healthy, nutritious fruits. Another example of growth concealed to the human eye, blessed souls, is the development of the blessed human being within that blessed human being's blessed mother's body. True, with modern technology, sonograms, and similarly like-minded devices, the developing human being can be observed and even photographed. However, we all know this is only a recent development in relation to the past 5,700 plus years of fetal development in the mother's blessed womb. Upon revelation of a human being from his/her original human containment center, it is crystal clear, no matter what faith or culture one finds oneself, all can agree that this newborn blessing to the world developed from a concealed state of growth to direct tangible revelation. This development slash growth of a human being is indicative of being nurtured from a more elevated level of existence, namely Hashoresh HaNeshama, the root of the soul, the soul root of that particular person's life experience. Now concerning, again, going back to that prophetic teaching of Isaiah chapter 26, verse 6, where we read before, Yaakov, Jacob will take root, Yashresh. The soul is also revealed via spiritual slash fetal slash, via spiritual slash fetal development and eventual birthing process. There is another perspective of the prophetic statement, Yashresh Yaakov, and Jacob will take root, as elucidated by the Lubavitch Rebbe from the Hasidic discourse we're plucking from. This refers to as well to fulfilling divine instruction, commandments, mitzvos or mitzvot. One could ask the question, what is the connection between the revelation of the soul and fulfilling divine instruction, slash commandments, slash mitzvos or mitzvot? Well, blessed souls, the connection, as elucidated by the Rebbe, is that the revelation of the root of one's soul will transpire and be empowered via fulfilling divine instruction slash commandments slash mitzvot now, in this moment, this most existential of moments, not yesterday, not tomorrow, but now, as this very moment is feeding into the next moment where we can do what is according to divine instruction, which feeds into the next moment, etc., etc., etc. As well, full complete revelation of the root of human soul will fully actualize in Lasid Lavo, the world to come, a time that we'll all be very happy to find ourselves may occur speedily in our days. And this full and complete revelation of the root of the human soul, Shorsha HaNeshama, or Shorsha HaNeshama, will be, again, empowered via fulfilling divine instructions / commandments. Now, concerning soul, which is embedded within itself, in fact, exist various levels of soul. And within various levels of soul, there exists an essential soul root, Ikar HaShoresh HaNeshama. Now, the essential soul root itself is Mushreshes, rooted in divine light, or Eloki, higher than any scenarios of cause and effect throughout creation, Ilova Olo Batoch Kola Bria, Sera HaHishtaushlus, and even precedes the Bria, the creation, Kodam HaBria, Kodam, the creation. This Orel Ki, this divine light, is in fact accessible and elicited via fulfilling divine instruction / commandments / mitzvos or mitzvot. When a human being makes that very wise decision, and blessed decision I humbly assert, in the process of engaging in learning Torah, divine instruction, one consciously or subconsciously becomes aware of the fact that he or she is eliciting, drawing down from a dimension of Chachma Eloki, divine, godly wisdom, which is the beginning of all cause-and-effect scenarios, Reishis HaSeder HaHishtaushlus Ilu VaOlu. So we observe that as elevated as learning Torah is, as we've just explained, there is a virtue in fulfilling Torah - divine instruction - commandments - mitzvos - mitzvot by having the golden actualized opportunity of eliciting a dimension of Or Eloki, godly light, which precedes actually the universe of cause and effect, Ilavo Alo Seder HaShtalshlus, and the very beginning of what is the catalyst for all forms of cause and effect. In fact, blessed souls, Israelite sages from past ages have alluded to the virtue of fulfilling divine instruction in relation to learning what divine instruction is from a certain perspective, which we can pluck directly from a teaching called Perkei Avot, Ethics of the Fathers, Chapter 3, Mishnah 17, quote, anyone whose actions exceed his or her wisdom is likened to a tree whose branches are few, but whose roots are numerous, which certainly testifies towards a quality of endurance, feeding one's faith, one's emunah, trust in the Creator, bitachon b'Hashem, b'Elokei Olam, that one is following the path of Creator, fellowshipping with other human beings, and contributing towards the stabilization of the human family experience. Yes, blessed souls, I understand. We might have, verbally have appeared to, in this humble effort today, to be extremely eclectic and tangential in trying to connect certain intellectual dots, which perhaps those dots being connected right now in various quadrants within your blessed minds, hearts, and souls are the type of dot connections and quadrant sections of your mind, heart, and soul, which you perhaps have never even considered before. Consider the initial spiritual dot connection of redemption, Exodus, which began in ancient Egypt, an Exodus where we were led out of ancient Egypt, who was led by ancient Paro over 3,325 years ago, will soon come to a fruition, full actualization, a total exiting of the mindset of Paro-Faro, a total exodus for the constraints of the spiritual implications of Mitzrayim, a sense of feeling one cannot go out of one's own limitations. And when one can go out of one's limitations, it can be on a permanent basis and not just a momentary experience. And all of this will be actually blessed souls via our righteous Mashiach, Mashiach Tikeno, our righteous Messiah, the line of Jewel, far out, Torah Chadasha Mi'ititetze, a new Torah from myself shall emanate, which is the Creator telling us through the prophet Isaiah in another part of the book of Isaiah and lucid in oral Torah traditions, that the Mashiach, the Messiah, the Lion of Judah, will reveal dimensions of Torah, divine instruction, that again, as we mentioned tersely at the beginning of the show, that even ancient prophets like Moshe and Moses, Samuel and Joshua, Yeshua, and even Isaiah, Yeshayahu, and even Jeremiah, Yirmiyahu, never are able to connect within their quadrants of their own blessed minds, hearts, and souls. So we're all in good company that all human beings, blessed human beings, whether you be of the children of Noah, the children of Israel, there are quadrants in our minds and there are dots that have still not been connected fully. And even if they've sort of hovered over the various sections of particular areas of our minds, we have not been able to internalize it for internal reasons or external environmental reasons. We can certainly take hope and faith and trust in the Creator that very soon in our days we shall see the manifestation of the connecting of many points of Torah conceptualizations, prophetic, Kabbalistic, Talmudic, Halachic, all different simple elucidations which will transpire very soon in our days when the Mashiach, the Messiah, is revealed, and how much more so when the inner dimensions of Torah perspectives are revealed in a very open and wide manner to elucidate, for example, on a prophecy from Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 17, where the prophet was told to proclaim to all, quote, "And as for you, you shall gird your loins and get up and speak to them all that I command you. Do not be frightened of them, lest I let you be broken before them." May this transpire speedily in our days, b'darki shalom, in a peaceful way, b'darchinom, in a pleasant way. B'ahav achad, with one love, u'goral achad, one destiny, b'borei achad, the one Creator. Before we sign off, blessed souls, with our flagship concluding song, I just want to mention that again, we are appealing to those who are of interest to help us empower other people to spread the message, which I believe is a humble, positive, uplifting message of Soul Class by partnering with us, by making a meager contribution of Chai, $18, which we can discuss over the telephone, my private cell phone number at 347-469-9702, or my email address at dongoodman6@gmail.com. And this dedication can be given for the sake of a loved one, for birthday wishes, for bar mitzvah wishes, for bas mitzvah wishes, for a wedding, for the anniversary of the passing on of a loved one to the next level of life, for anything that you feel is worthy of publicly announcing. And by allowing us to empower us to do this show in a more technically savvy way, by allowing us to upgrade to higher levels of broadcasting abilities through Blog Talk Radio, or eventually wherever we'll wind up, hopefully in the future, with a studio to do this, and to even include hopefully video technical abilities. We hope to spread this message to more and more human beings across the world, because really Torah is not just for one people, but it's for all peoples. It is the plan for creation from the Almighty Creator. And we're not telling anyone to convert to anything, but rather to reveal what's already inside of you, which is good. So again, I just want to remind everyone, if you want to contact me to discuss how we can arrange a dedication payment of Chai Dollar, $18, my cell phone number is 347-469-9702. And email is dongoodman6@gmail.com. Now we're going to listen to Every Day by David Domo. Help us get back home to help us realize we can get off the scrimmage with our divine image. Our Tzelem Elohim is no dream. Blessed souls, blessed souls, blessed souls. You've got to be good. I'll even whisper to you, you've got to be good. Because you know you should be aware of the fact that Teva Tov Lehetiv, it is the nature of the good to do good, and the good that was done is that the Creator placed you in this world not to add the confusion, but to reduce the illusion and help make this blessed planet sustainable. And to not pay heed to the modern pharaohs or paros of the modern Egyptian mindset of deterministic reasoning, which is a reasoning which shall crumble very soon before the messianic prophecies fulfilled through Mashiach Tidkenu, and that Israel will become a light for the nations, and the nations shall be illuminating themselves and giving us as well a tremendous Or Chozer, we of Israel, a light with a great intensity, so the daylight hours that we experience now will feel like darkness compared to the light of the redemption of the entire human family experience. Take care, everyone. Be safe. For those parts of the United States that are being buried in snow, or we're expecting a lot of snow here in the New York area, even in Kessler Crown Heights, Brooklyn, New York, everyone be safe. Try to use public transportation as much as possible. And it wouldn't hurt to carry along a book of Psalms and add an extra prayer for someone who you want to express your care for. Take care, everyone. This is Every Day by David Dom. Laham Sheikh, to be continued, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbreak, with the help of the Most High.
treasure, a gift presented to you, to see the good that's in others.